Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? And today is 9/11, or actually the 10th anniversary of 9/11. I'm sure that each and every one of you remember that catastrophic event that happened not only in the New York area, but also in the Washington, D.C. area, and also, you know, the people that also kept that one plane from being able to hit its target, because as everybody knows, there was, I believe, three targets that were actually selected by the terrorists to be hit on that day. So we're going to keep this show very short, as there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of different 9/11 shows going on or events going on actually today, and I'm sure that a lot of you are out, you know, actually paying homage to the people who lost their lives and the people who sacrificed themselves to save others' lives, and to, you know, all of our military and law enforcement and fire and all of those other particular agencies and organizations, along with the general public, and, you know, that have also played a part in trying to keep this great nation of ours safe for now and forever. Anyway, one of the things I'd really like to say or really like to express is that, ladies and gentlemen, we need to never forget what happened 10 years ago at 9/11. Again, this is the 10th anniversary. However, we as a people, we as Americans, have a tendency to disregard history. And the only time that we actually pay any attention to it is when a momentous occasion like this comes up. And, you know, they make a lot of hoopla about it as far as the news and other entities. Well, 9/11 was something that affected all of us. It actually brought terrorism into the United States, something that the United States as a whole had never really, really been involved in. We've had little things, you know, Timothy McVeigh and other, you know, incidents like that, which was homegrown terrorism, you know, by people that were just basically psychopaths, not saying that the ones that did 9/11 were the sanest group either, but, you know, we never really experienced it on the scale that we experienced with 9/11. I mean, I myself, being a, you know, retired Marine, it hit me very deeply, and also as a former officer for New York City, you know, there's quite a few people that I know of that lived, worked, and also perished in 9/11. You know, point in fact, if it wasn't for the fact of basically a duty station change and me actually moving my family, I would have probably lost my own wife in 9/11, because we lost several friends that worked for a company that was actually stationed in the tower. The company was the company that my wife worked for was a company by the name of Brinckerhoff and Newman, and a lot of the people that she actually worked for were actually in the building or worked with, were actually in the building and perished, you know, when the planes hit the towers. So we lost a lot of very close friends. And now living in the Washington, D.C. metro area, we also lost some other friends that actually worked, you know, in the Pentagon when the Pentagon was hit. So, you know, not only have I lost friends and family due to, you know, people like Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein and all these others that have decided that they wanted to control the world and that there was only one way of thinking. You know, I've personally lost several friends, be it in the military, be it in law enforcement, be it in fire department, be it in federal service, and some civilians that have been affected by this. But again, the main thing that I want to really stress is that we need to remember, we need to play an active role in keeping ourselves, our nation, and everyone around us safe. And I'm not saying that we need to become psychopaths or we need to become, you know, some type of crazy zealot. What I'm talking about is that we all need to take responsibility for what we do and what we don't do. We all need to take responsibility for the fact that we live in a world where we have every opportunity, and we need to take advantage of that opportunity. To also remind everybody that we need to keep in mind that some people are not as fortunate as us, and it is our job, those of us that are fortunate enough to be in a better position or a better place, to step up and to try to help our fellow Americans, our fellow citizens, our fellow man, woman, and child to reach their goals and reach their dreams and to become the people that they were meant to become, to help them to grow and develop and not just do it on a Christmas or a Thanksgiving or a 9/11 memorial or, you know, a Martin Luther King Day or any of those things, to make it part of your everyday. You know, make it part of your being. Make it part of your soul. Make it part of what makes you you. You know, everybody has a story to tell. Some people's stories are very bleak, but yet the smallest little thing could bring joy to that person, could make their story a little bit greater, could make them a little bit greater. If we could only all just step out of our own comfort zone, start to, one, believe, and two, give and give back. We all have a reason, and there's somebody that's helped every single one of us. I don't care how rich, I don't care how smart you think you are, I don't care what type of degree you've got, I don't care what type of money you earn, I don't care what kind of car you drive, where you live in. We all have a responsibility to give back. 9/11, there's people there that sacrificed their lives, right? I don't care if it was a cop or a fireman or whatever, and you say that they put themselves at harm's risk for pay, they pay the ultimate price if they ever have to really do what they're supposed to do, and that's take care of you. So for all of you that are sitting at your football, your televisions, and you're watching football games, and you're thinking of stuff that's really not important, you need to stop for a moment today and every day and be thankful that there's somebody out there willing to take a chance, somebody out there willing to step up, somebody out there willing to protect and serve you. And I'm not just talking about the military. I'm talking about, again, local law enforcement. Yes, sometimes local law enforcement can be a bit of a pain in the butt. Okay, however, please understand that the ultimate challenge for them or the ultimate sacrifice for them is something that, be it that they realize it or not, they've put themselves up for. It's not just the military. Now, the military is a strong backbone of our nation, and they also deserve every respect that you could possibly extend to them. Me being a former member of the military and a hard-charging Marine, I'm all about the service and the Corps and doing for my country. But especially for all of you that have never served, for all of you that have never stepped up for anything except yourselves, you need to humble yourself a little bit every day and remember that you need to give back. Remember that somebody is sacrificing themselves for you. All right? They may not have had your education. Again, they may not have had your connections. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that 9/11 is another day of remembrance. But that day of remembrance shouldn't be just one day. And again, this isn't about hate. All right? You need to love your Muslim brother just like you love your Jewish brother, just like you love your Asian brother or sister, just like you love anybody of any particular race, ethnicity, or choice or path. I don't care if you're straight or gay. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to really step up and we need to improve our game. All right, somebody said to me recently, thank God, I'm glad I'm just the way I am, and I never expect to and never plan to change. I told them I'm really sorry to hear that, because all of us have room for change. Most of us have room for massive change. Most of us need massive action to help to even out the flaws in which we have and deal with on a regular basis and ignore and write off as somebody else's excuse. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, when you stop learning, you stop growing. When you stop trying to develop and change into the person that you could be, you're falling and cutting yourself short. You're falling and cutting yourself short. And you're cutting the world short because you have true gifts that you should be able to give, and you can't give them if you're not living to your full potential. And you'll never reach them unless you are constantly striving to reach your full potential. There are negatives and there are positives in the world. And the two make the world round. However, too many of us focus on the negative, and not enough of us focus on the positive. Too many of us remember the negatives and forget the positives. Too many of us act as though we've never made a mistake, knowing that we make a mistake every day, knowing that we do wrong every day, knowing whether we know it or not, knowing that we are not perfect and perfection is not obtainable. But better is, and each and every day we can work and strive to get better. So, if there's anybody that you can help today, help them. If there's anybody that you can help tomorrow, help them. If there's anybody who you can lend a hand to, whether you have to or don't have to, don't just do it for them. Do it for you. Don't do it for a pat on the back or a thank you or a kudos. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Do it because it needs to be done. Do it because you know in your heart you need to do it. Please, people, let's get off our butts and let's actively play an active role in making this world, this place, this society that we live in a better place. Let's not let those that have come before us and who have passed for us have die in vain. Let's not let them and let their sacrifice be for naught. Let's remember the Helen Kellers and, you know, all of the other people that have stepped up and showed us what a beautiful world this is and what beautiful people we can be if we choose to be that. Remember something. God's not finished with you. All right? Like I've said before, most of us are a sad shadow of what we could be. And there's so much potential in each and every one of us that for anybody to say that they've learned enough, they've done enough, they've been through enough, they know enough, and they've got enough, and I'm not talking about money, so that they're done. All right? If you are retired, then you need to step up and help somebody else that, again, isn't as fortunate as you. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, today, very few people will actually be able to retire. You know, in the society that we live in today, retirement is only for a very small few. And even those that retire, will you actually be able to live off of that retirement check? We all need help. There are people out there eating cat food. There are people out there living out their cars. There are people out there that don't have a place to live. Let's lift them up. And guess what? In turn, we'll be lifting ourselves up. Guess what? In turn, we'll be making ourselves better because we'll all be growing, we'll all be maturing, and we'll all find out that it's possible. They'll find out it's possible. It's possible for us all to live the dream. It's possible for all of us to grow and develop and to become the people that we were meant to be. And again, not the sad shadows in which we look in the mirror and see every day. So I plead with you, I ask you nicely, please, let's step up our game. Please, let's do the things that we know are right, and let's get on a path to where we can help not only ourselves, but help each other. Thank you very much, everybody. Again, it's been an interesting 10 years. I still remember when I saw the planes hitting the Trade Center towers. And again, like I said, finding out later on that I had lost so many friends due to the wars and due to the terrorist attack, that particular terrorist attack, was very disheartening. Well, anyway, thank you again for listening. Please share the program with everyone that you can share it with. And take the time to, again, think about what was said. Work on you. Can't fix anybody else, you can fix yourself. Thank you very much. This is the Zurian Show, and everybody have a great day, a great week, a great month, and a great life. Take care.